You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. It is Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in to the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Sunny skies, but some clouds, some high clouds here and there. Things are starting to dry out after a rainy spell, to say the least. Can tell you that it continues to be sunny, or at least not rain, in Chicago. Sal Frelick got a big base hit, drove in another run, and now the Cubs lead is down to one. Cubs 5, Brewers 4, I believe now going into the 7th inning. So how about that? We'll continue to follow that. Brewers right now in the first game of a doubleheader in Chicago this afternoon after their second game yesterday got rained out. So good for the Brew Crew. Terry Barr watching says the Woodpeckers are pecking away. Hashtag Brewers. That's what Pat Murphy has been calling the Brewers. Bunch of Woodpeckers, because they just keep, you know, it's not always the big home run. They just keep getting a base hit here, a steal there, keep pecking away. So good for the Brew Crew. Have my Just a Bit Outside t-shirt on today from the story, the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. By the way, it's still available for free on Roku and the Roku channel. You could also rent it or stream it or buy it on Apple TV and Amazon Prime.
Or Todd and I have the DVD.
Or you could buy the DVD as well.
If you like that physical media.
As I do. So, by the way, we said this before the first hour. Tune into Pete Schwab's show tonight, Nightlight, right here on Civic Media. Sean Hanisch, director and co-producer of Just a Bit Outside, is going to be Pete's guest. You will not want to miss it. As they discuss debate, was it the fact that Just a Bit Outside was the spark to the Brewers' big winning streak of 14 games this year so far and the new attitude? Was it this film that did it? Hey, who's to say? Tune in tonight, Nightlight with Pete Schwab from 6 until 8. Sean Hanisch is on the program. Want to get to a couple of serious stories here before what's worse. And I guess we'll follow up on, we were talking last hour about this story, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a new lawsuit filed against former Wisconsin women's basketball coach Marissa Mosley, the Board of Regents, and former Associate Athletic Director Justin Doherty, alleging that 5 former women's basketball players were mentally abused, were harassed, other allegations. Had a good discussion on it. Chris, watching on Facebook, we'll get at least a part of this in, says college sports should be first and foremost about the student athletes, their growth, education, the values they carry with them long after their playing days. Coaches and colleges have a responsibility to shape lives, not just scoreboards. It's disheartening to see programs treating athletes like commodities, raking in millions and using NIL as a tool to try and buy players and wins. As that famous commercial reminds us, 99% of college athletes will be going pro in something other than professional sports. Absolutely true on that.
And their future deserves to matter more than the money, he finishes up with.
Very good. Thank you. I mean, Brady Ewing, who comes on this show frequently, played for Wisconsin proudly, and also in the NFL. You know, Coach Hambach, we had the Coach Hambach cut as well. Say, look, focus on your academics, because that's what's going to propel you into life, most likely. Sure, there's a small percent that are going to make it big, but it's a very small percent, 1%. So appreciate those comments, Chris. Want to focus on a story in the Wisconsin Examiner. Great publication, wisconsinexaminer.com. A bipartisan group of former elected officials from Wisconsin yesterday criticized President Donald Trump's promise to end mail-in voting and use of electronic voting machines. We talked about this yesterday as it was breaking as we came on the air. In the Wisconsin Examiner story, it says yesterday morning on his social media site, Truth Social, Trump said that he'd issue an executive order to end the practices of early voting, mail-in voting, ahead of next year's midterm elections. We talked about this. He said this in the Oval Office at the press gaggle, the press conference as well. Wanted to get rid of mail-in ballots. Back to the story, neither the president nor the federal government has the authority to manage election administration in this way. The law gives individual states broad power to decide how to run their own elections. Wisconsin's election system is the most decentralized in the country, giving much of the authority over how to conduct voting to the state's 1,850 municipal clerks. The state allows mail-in absentee voting without requiring voters to provide a reason, and the electronic voting machines approved for use in the state are incapable of connecting to the internet. Electronic voting machines are more accurate at tallying votes than a human hand counting them. After Trump's post, the Democracy Defense Project Wisconsin Board, which includes former Lieutenant Governor Democrat Mandela Barnes, former Attorney General Republican J.B. Van Hollen, Republican U.S. House Representative Republican Scott Klug, and the former Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate, said in a statement that such an action would increase inaccuracy in the state's election. Stepping away from the story, meaning that if Trump went through with what he's proposing, getting rid of early voting, getting rid of mail-in voting, then it would actually increase the inaccuracy in the state's election. Here's the quote put out, the statement by Mandela Barnes, J.B. Van Hollen, Scott Klug, and Mike Tate. Quote, "The Constitution is clear. The federal government does not administer elections at the state level," unquote. The group said, quote, "In fact, improved access to voting methods, including the electronic machines Wisconsin uses that produce paper ballots and are unable to be connected to the internet, have benefited Republicans just as much as Democrats. Wisconsin has displayed time and time again that our elections are safe and secure, and while we can always make them more efficient, there is no tolerance for inaccuracy in our results," unquote. Again, that from the Democracy Defense Project Wisconsin Board, including two Democrats, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate, and two Republicans, former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and former U.S. Congressman Scott Klug. I applaud him. Again, this is a way that Republicans and Democrats should be working together to say, look, we're calling Trump out. It's completely ridiculous. And that's not just our opinion. It's based in fact. And as we talked about yesterday, current Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Arthur Schimming made it his mission last year. One of the key components in the 2024 election was to have Republicans vote early and by mail-in balloting. Schimming said, look, part of the reason we're getting beat is because Democrats encourage their base to vote early and by absentee, by mail-in. And if we're going to compete, we have to do this. And you know what? I said good on Schimming, because I believe that every qualified, eligible United States citizen should be able to vote, and it should be easy for them to vote, accessible for them to vote. And so I applauded Schimming for his efforts. And now the leader of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, says what Schimming encouraged his own party to do in Wisconsin is quote-unquote corrupt. And yet, Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin. So I think the president's plan here or ideas are just they're off base because the evidence doesn't add up. It just doesn't. And so I applaud this bipartisan commission for speaking out and calling out Trump. Really, really important. We're going to get to what's worse here in a second. Might come back to this a little bit later in the program. The Washington Post had an interesting story yesterday. Didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday. An important one. Top Air Force general to exit in latest Pentagon shakeup. The chief of staff of the Air Force, General David Elvin, will retire 2 years into a four-year term, officials said on Monday, marking the latest early ouster of a senior military officer under President Donald Trump. The Air Force disclosed the move in a statement saying that Elvin had announced that he plans to retire in early November. No successor was announced, and Elvin will continue to serve until what is confirmed by the Senate. Elvin was informed last week that he would be asked to retire and that the Pentagon, under Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, wanted to go in another direction, said a person familiar with the matter who, like some others, spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss a sensitive matter. As a trade-off, the Pentagon would allow Elvin to announce the decision, this person said, adding that it was certainly not his choice, unquote. Hegseth's office did not respond to a request for comment by the Washington Post. An Air Force spokesman also declined to comment. This is really dangerous stuff. And those regular listeners of this show know I have had the distinct pleasure of being able to work with a lot of military people over my career. American heroes. And there is a chain of command for a reason. There is a reason that people earn promotions. It's for the safety of every man and woman who serves and to achieve the mission. And now we see another example by the Trump administration of telling a career chief of staff general who has served with distinction, no evidence of anything else, you need to go. And what's coming out little by little is many of these top military officials that are being taken out by the Trump administration are the ones who say, like General Milley, former Joint Chiefs of Staff, we're not here to serve a person, we're here to serve the Constitution. And you can say what you want about what's going on in Washington and Trump's takeover of the local police and the militarization and say it's deflecting away from the economy and the Epstein files. And there's partly truth to that, I think. But don't kid yourself. This is a test run for other cities, particularly Democratic cities in America. And in order to do it, Trump has to get rid of top military leaders who say, Mr. President, you actually can't shoot American protesters in the knees. Remember that? In Minneapolis during George Floyd? Trump looked at General Milley and said, why can't we just shoot him in the knees? Turns out you can't do that, Mr. President. But now he's getting rid of those people that disagree with him. Back with what's worse after this is the All Balls Show. It's Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now's the time on Sprockets when we dance. Welcome back to the Todd All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Well done, Mr. Zommers, dialing up a little German polka.
The sauerkraut polka by Gus Bacchus or Goose Bacchus. I don't know.
There's a polka called the sauerkraut polka.
Yes, there sure is.
Timely indeed. We'll get to that in a second. Right now on some of our network stations on the Brewers Radio Network, in the seventh inning, Cubs up 6-4. 6-4 Cubs in the top of the seventh. Brewers, though, have a runner on, and Yelly is up to the plate. Have our fingers crossed. All right. 23 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved. It is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10-ish during Brewer games, 10-ish news talks on sports network stations around the state. All right, as the music alluded to, many people enjoying the Brewers like we are. I'm decked out in Brewers gear today again. Brewers on the radio. A lot of people have brats. What's more Wisconsin than a brat and sauerkraut? Well, today's category, what's worse, sauerkraut or cilantro? Sauerkraut or cilantro? Or as they say in Spanish, cilantro. Sauerkraut or cilantro? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a ring-a-ling on the old phone line. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple Android device. Going to want to have it for Friday for the free Brewer Ticket Friday ticket giveaway. The only way you could enter is by the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite Apple or Android device. Go to the Civic app or to the app search bar. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up on the screen. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, sauerkraut or cilantro? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lots of feelings, Zomers, on both of these things.
Yeah, both very strongly dividing flavors. You know, when you have fermented or pickled anything, fermented being the sauerkraut, that can be strong. And cilantro, you know, there's the whole gene that makes it taste like soap for some people.
I think that sauerkraut is something I used to hate as a kid. I've kind of grown into it a little bit, but there's so many. You can get the sauerkraut that's still like almost a little bit crunchy, and there's some sauerkraut that's almost like mush, and then some sauerkraut that's really spicy, and some that isn't. There's so many variations of sauerkraut.
It does vary quite a bit.
Yeah. Cilantro is cilantro.
Speaking of sauerkraut that can be spicy, Kurt and Waukesha texted in, neither. Cilantro is just edible soap. All I think about is my mom washing my mouth out after I swear. And sauerkraut? I'm sorry. Give me kimchi, no sauerkraut.
Kimchi? I never had kimchi.
You haven't? You should give it a shot. It's a Korean fermented cabbage that tends to be pretty spicy.
Ooh, all right. Well, maybe. Maybe I'll give her a try. Thank you. Appreciate that, Kurt. What's worse, sauerkraut or cilantro? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Joseph, watching on YouTube. Thank you very much, Joseph. He says, I can take or leave cilantro. Quoting my late German-Ukrainian dad, quote, sauerkraut is life, unquote. Cilantro is worse. PJ, watching on YouTube as well, saying sauerkraut is gross because my father would serve it with boiled pig's feet. Wow. I can tolerate cilantro occasionally in small amounts. Wow. So with boiled pig's feet. Isn't it fascinating just different food traditions, what people serve or eat? And to them, it's like, well, I would never have this without that.
Yeah, I know. But I've never eaten pig's feet, and it doesn't really draw me in. It doesn't entice me.
Not particularly. Tyler, listening in Columbia County on WMDX, says cilantro is worse. I can eat kraut out of a can, and it makes me popular at parties because of it. Really? Is there like bar bets, Tyler? Or you're like, I could finish that can of sauerkraut raw.
I get that. I mean, it's kind of sometimes I'm this person at parties where it's just like, oh, give me that, and you just eat it. Or like, oh, Malort, sure, give me some.
Oh,
like,
Malort
you have
again.
Things
Malort.
That are not necessarily the most appetizing.
As in the words of the late, great Peter Athanas, former owner of WRCO, never again. Oh, he would have taken a whiff first. Never again. Megan, listening in Sun Prairie on What's Worse, sauerkraut or cilantro, says, I like cilantro to a certain point, but I've never actually had sauerkraut. Really, Megan? I'll say that it's worse since it's harder to spell. It is hard to spell. Judy in Lodi on WMDX says, I love both. Raised with my mom's homemade sauerkraut. Love it. I enjoy cilantro. It tastes good. Thank you, Judy. Appreciate that. I don't know if I've ever had truly homemade sauerkraut. I feel like that would be better.
Yeah, homemade sauerkraut is really good. I don't know if anyone in my family has made it anytime recently, but I know some of my friends' families do, and I've had it at their places. It's very good.
Yeah, I've probably talked about this before, but in El Salvador, my friends there, they serve pupusas, which are like a stuffed tortilla with chorizo, and it's fantastic. But they serve, it's called cortido, and it's like cabbage, and you basically just put hot water and kind of parboil it, and then you put vinegar in it and let it kind of ferment, and a little bit of oregano with that, a little salt, that's a salt, maybe it's a little bit of lime. Oh, I could eat a jar of that. All right, we'll come back and finish this up. What's worse, cilantro or sauerkraut on the other side? Your calls, 855-752-4842. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, back in the news. We'll talk about him. Don't go anywhere on Civic Media.
Yay.
Welcome to WRCO's Music for Dining. No. Welcome back, everybody, to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. My first program that I ever had at WRCO in Richland Center in high school, playing music, was for Music for Dining between 6 and 7 p.m. And occasionally you would play a little Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Zalbers, what's the name of that one?
Tijuana Sauerkraut.
Tijuana Sauerkraut. I did not know there was a song named Tijuana Sauerkraut until Zalbers told me.
I did because it's on the album The Lonely Bull that I have on vinyl.
Oh, very nice. Finishing up today's What's Worse, Sauerkraut or Cilantro. If you want to weigh in quick, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app and also add us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those great platforms, as they say. Paul in Spooner, great community of Spooner on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Paul says, both are great, you whiners.
Fair enough.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Paul. Tom in New Berlin, listening on WAUK, says sauerkraut is great with a brat. The other thing is that salsa.
Okay. Cilantro is in a lot of salsas, not all of them.
Yeah. That's all good stuff. 855-752-4842. What's worse, sauerkraut or cilantro, Zomers?
I'm going to have to say cilantro is worse because I am somebody for whom cilantro tastes like soap.
Is that really hereditary or like in people's genes?
I understand, it's genetic, yeah.
Really?
That's
interesting.
For me, I didn't notice it a lot when I was younger. And then someone brought up that, hey, for some people, cilantro tastes like soap. And then I paid attention to the next time I ate something that had more cilantro on it. And I was like, you know what? I just don't eat stuff with a lot of cilantro very often. So I didn't notice it, but absolutely.
Maybe they brainwashed you.
I don't think so. I had a bowl of ramen that was like full of cilantro and it tasted like soap. And so,
I'm going to say, even though I don't mind a little sauerkraut or brat now and again, overall sauerkraut is worse. And it's funny because like I say, I love cortido, things like that. I love fermented stuff. I don't know why, but I love cilantro. I'm one of those people that does never taste the soap part of it. So I like it in salsa. I like it on top of tacos. Give me the cilantro.
Yeah, for me, fresh a little cilantro bit doesn't bother me.
Really,
yeah. It's just when there's a lot of it, I can really taste it.
All right, very good. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of What's Worse. Don't forget, tomorrow we're on the road again, as Willie likes to sing. Tomorrow, going to be up in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Or as they say, Rapids, for the 85th anniversary of not a person, but the station, WFHR, our great station up there where we play out every day in Wisconsin. We were there last year, Trigg V. Olson, Reed Galen, president of the union, and myself. We did a show there, one of our What Makes Wisconsin Great tours. Going to be back there tomorrow morning, Pat Kreitlow. Of the conveniently named Pat Kreitlow Show, the morning to Pat Kreitlow. He is going to originate his great broadcast from there tomorrow morning. So you can listen from 6 until 9. And here's the great thing, apparently now, and I cannot wait to hear, to listen. Apparently, Pat's going to have on live chickens that will lay a fresh egg on the program, and then it will be cooked up and fried right there on the show. This will be fantastic. So tune in tomorrow morning on mornings of Pat Kreitlow, 6 until 9. Kreitlow is in Wisconsin Rapids with live chickens laying fresh eggs. And then we're going to be there tomorrow from 2 until 4. I thought Pat would stick around and we just have a party. He's a very busy man. So he may be on his way back to Lake Wissota by the time we get there. But it'll be a big celebration of rap. 85 years, that's nothing to sneeze at. Great radio station up there, WFHR. And so we'll be talking to some of the local staff up there who do such a wonderful job bringing local news, weather, sports, information to the Wisconsin Rapids area. So there you go. Really looking forward to that. A late entry, Murray, on WMDX in Madison Sub Prairie. Murray says, cilantro is soapy for me too. Folks either love it or hate it.
Ann says, if you don't love kraut, you haven't tried it. I think there's some merit to that. You know, a lot of foods.
Love kraut or love a kraut? There's a difference.
I wouldn't be one to say it. That's about your personal life. But as far as sauerkraut, the food, I feel like it's one of those foods that as a kid you see in a lot of movies or you read in books or other people you know say, oh, that yucky. And so you don't necessarily give it a fair shot.
It's true. All right. More What's Worse tomorrow up in Wisconsin Rapids. Going to be tomorrow. We got Pat Kreitlow on the show, I think, unless he's traveling to Lake Wissota. Trigvi Olsen will be along. And we're going to talk a little bit about the 3rd Congressional District, the race there between Derek Van Orten, the incumbent Republican, and the anointed Democratic candidate for the primary in Rebecca Cook. Now, she's lost twice before, and she was the nominee last time for the Democrats, Rebecca Cook. But there are, I think, at least two, if not three other Democrats running this time, but the National Democratic Congressional Party, the DNC, they've anointed and said that Rebecca Cook is their person. We'll talk about whether that's a wise move or not. And the race forming up there in the 3rd Congressional District. That is tomorrow. I want to get to this. Vanity Fair. You don't see a lot of stories in Vanity Fair anymore. You hear, but it's still a great publication. This from VanityFair.com headline, Arnold Schwarzenegger is ready to take on Gavin Newsom. The Terminator star prepares to battle his gubernatorial successor over California's redistricting plan. To set this up, when we talked about what's happening in Texas, the Democrats in the legislature have come back and are going to acquiesce to a vote in which Greg Abbott, the Republican governor, is politically genuflecting to Donald Trump, who makes no shameful unabashedly says, yeah, I told Abbott I want 5 more Republican House seats in Congress out of Texas. So they're going to redraw the lines out of the normal time period to placate Donald Trump and make him happy and gerrymander Texas to give Republicans 5 more seats in Texas. And so now in California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is playing hardball. And he says, fine, if you want to do that, we're going to redistrict in California and we're going to give Democrats more seats. And look, I'm a little conflicted about this. As a guy who has always supported fair maps, I've said I don't want it to favor one party or another. I want it to be fair. And I still believe that. I also understand the perspective that having been in state politics and a little bit of national, that this current breed of cat, the MAGA Republicans, the only thing they really respect is power. And as the late, great fictional character Jock Ewing on Dallas once said to Bobby, who was butthurt because his brother JR had wrested control of Ewing Oil and was trying to tell his dad, but I earned the right to be the head of Ewing Oil. And Jock Ewing looked at his youngest son and he said, boy, power isn't something you earn. Power is something you take. He's not wrong. And so there's a theory out there that the only thing that MAGA Republicans respect is power. And so Gavin Newsom is saying, look, you want to play hardball? We'll do it. And is using this political, arms race escalation on this. And I get that. And I think that's probably, in some respects, the right move. Because if Trump and the Republicans are allowed to do this in Texas and maybe in Florida, other Republican-controlled states, it may be so skewed towards Republicans in the House by gerrymandering the lines that Democrats may never get it back. And then what do you do? At the same time, I appreciate the fact, as Trigvi Olsen, who comes on this show, frequently has said, Todd, it's easier to prevent a war than to end one. I think there's a lot of truth to that, too. So that's the background to this Vanity Fair story. In these divided times, Californians of both stripes have been comforted by how readily its most recent Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and current Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, have come together, especially when it comes to standing up to Republican, as if you don't know, President Donald Trump. But the Golden State Alliance ended this week after Newsom announced plans to redistrict California in response to a Trump-inspired gerrymandering scheme in Texas. For months now, Trump's team has been lobbying GOP lawmakers and governors to redraw state maps to ensure a Republican House majority in the 2026 midterm elections. In Indiana, for example, Trump asked Governor Mike Braun to call for a special legislative session to redistrict the Hoosier state, even sending Vice President J.D. Vance to implore leaders to convene. Braun, who Trump relegated to the kids' table during his star-studded inauguration, has yet to make a decision on the matter. But his counterpart in Texas, Greg Abbott, is all in on the plan, with a special redistricting session planned for this week that could net the GOP 5 House seats. In response, Newsom announced his own redistricting proposal last Thursday, saying on X, Twitter, that he'll call a special election to, quote, redraw our congressional maps and defend fair representation, unquote. At a press conference on Thursday to promote the November 4th vote, Newsom explained that redrawing California's electoral map would generate 5 Democratic House seats, effectively negating any Texas gains. It's a move that the state must make, quote, in reaction to a president of the United States that called a sitting governor of the state of Texas and said, find me 5 seats, unquote, Newsom said. And it goes on from there and talks more about what's happening in California and how Trump has sent in ICE agents to Los Angeles, even though it really isn't needed. Skipping down further in the story, in Vanity Fair, that scene must have either sent chills down the spine of Newsom's fellow Californian Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator star, who had Newsom's current job from November 17th of 2003 to January 3rd of 2011. Was born shortly after World War II, Schwarzenegger was, to a member of the Nazi Party, a group that under Trump has experienced a significant revival. Quote, my father was, and so many other millions of men were, sucked into a hate system through lies and deceit. And so we have seen where that leads, unquote, Schwarzenegger said in a 2023 interview. The former governor was so, and this is really important, folks. The former governor was so disgusted by Trump that he endorsed Kamala Harris for president in 2024, saying the convicted felon, meaning Trump, quote, will divide, he will insult, he will find new ways to be more un-American than he already has been, and we the people will get nothing but more anger, unquote. But in a somewhat cryptic Instagram post on Friday, Schwarzenegger suggested his willingness to oppose Trump only goes so far. In a photo taken at the gym, the former governor is seated at what appears to be an isolateral front lat pull-down machine, wearing a t-shirt that reads, I'll clean it up for radio, F the politicians, terminate gerrymandering. I'll come back. Give you my take. We'll take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Is the Terminator right or wrong on gerrymandering? We'll discuss it on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Check of weather. Mike Clemens in with a great sports report. Can tell you it's the top of the ninth. The Brewers have one on, and it's 6-4 Cubs. Now they've got two on. So one out, two on. Tying run is at first base. So 6-4 Cubs in the ninth. We'll see if the Brew Crew can pull it out. Second game of the doubleheader later on many of these stations on Civic Media. Then after a sports report with Clemens, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show 4 until 6, followed by the great Pete Schwabe and Nightlight Tonight, Sean Hannish, the director and co-producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, will be on the show talking about this incredible run by the Brew Crew. All right, want to get to this and got to speed things up here. Got a lot of phone calls to get to. We'll get to as many as we can. This Vanity Fair story on Arnold Schwarzenegger, former Republican governor, saying that he does not agree with Gavin Newsom doing an arms race on gerrymandering in California. And the way that the Vanity Fair story wrote this, it said that Schwarzenegger suggested his willingness to oppose Trump only goes so far. And then it goes on to talk about this story that Schwarzenegger put on Instagram last week that said, and I'll clean it up for radio, F the politicians, terminate gerrymandering, unquote. Schwarzenegger's chief of staff tells Vanity Fair the post was intended to communicate his distance, or disdain, rather, for any effort to redistrict, regardless of motive. Quote, Governor Schwarzenegger has a 20-year history of battling gerrymandering, taking power from the politicians and returning it to the people where it belongs. And he believes gerrymandering is evil no matter who does it, unquote. I think that a lot of the Democrats have, they're going to war with the wrong guy. I had this happen at a much, 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 much lower degree. I did a little whistleblowing back in 2016 on the Republican caucus in Wisconsin. And Democrats love me. Oh, that's great. Todd speaks out against his former party and tells the truth. But boy, when I wanted to go help him run an assembly race in southwest Wisconsin, they didn't want anything to do with me. And now, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Democrats in Wisconsin were praising Arnold Schwarzenegger for being a fair person who wanted to have a nonpartisan commission, used his own money, his own power to travel around the state, took on people of his own party, the Republican Party, and went to the voters in a proposition and got this in place. And Democrats lauded Schwarzenegger. And now because it doesn't serve the narrative for the Democratic Party, now they want to throw Schwarzenegger under the bus. I get what Newsom's doing, and I don't necessarily disagree with the arms race. Hey, if Texas is going to do this, we're going to do it in California. But don't go after Schwarzenegger. Democrats say, well, why doesn't Schwarzenegger go down to Texas and take on Greg Abbott? You people know nothing about politics. You think Arnold Schwarzenegger has any stand in Texas with Republicans? He endorsed Kamala Harris for president. There is no there's no Republican in Texas going to listen to Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's standing by his convictions. He's being consistent. He said, I got this nonpartisan thing put in place. And he says later on, he says, two wrongs don't make a right. So go after Greg Abbott. I'm not necessarily opposed to what Gavin Newsom's doing, but don't make Arnold Schwarzenegger the bad guy here. 855-752-4842. Got to go quickly to the phone lines. Charles in Milwaukee on AUK. Charles, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Hey, Todd. So I was conflicted as well, and I was all about California doing, you know, gerrymandering to counter Texas. Then I heard a gentleman on the Tom Hartman show today, and the way that he broke it down, Trump has the ability to get all red states to gerrymander and get as many more seats as they can. Democrats wouldn't be able to compete with that, even if we countered it. And so I don't think it's going to end up well for Democrats if we go down that road. And yeah. and I know that people want the Democratic Party to fight. Yes, we want them to stand up. But I think we need to step back. My other thing is, can they take this to the Supreme Court? I'm not confident in the Supreme Court, right. But could they take this to the Supreme Court?
I'm not an attorney, but you could take anything to the Supreme Court. It just matters whether they're going to accept it, whether you have standing, and what the decision is going to be. So, that's for people smarter like Maggie Dawn to discuss. But I appreciate the call, Charles. The perspective, as always, pretty much agree with Charles' perspective there. Quickly to Wisco Paul. Wisco, always a pleasure. If you can make it brief, sir, go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm okay with Gavin Newsom. What he's doing, he's putting it before the voters. Texas is not putting it before the voters. They're just doing it, and they're not done doing it. So, and it's a one and done. He's done with it in 2030. Go back the old way. So, and I don't hate Arnold. I actually like to do great movies, by the way.
Right.
Anyway, I'm down with Gavin. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Wisco. Always appreciate it. Yeah, I'm pretty much sure Wisco's that as well. I'm not criticizing Newsom for using power to stand up to power. I'm fine with that. But what I don't get is the left now going after Schwarzenegger after they praised him years ago when he used his power to stop gerrymandering in California. Mark, listening on Facebook, watching this, says, terminate Schwarzenegger's citizenship and deport his rear end back to Austria since he doesn't get that Trump's shredding the Constitution. Mark, I always appreciate your take. I just think that your anger is focused at the wrong person. Because Schwarzenegger is being consistent. Isn't that what we ask of our politicians? To be consistent. And he used his own money, his own fame, to travel around California and take on the Republican Party to end gerrymandering in California. And Democrats did much better that way. So I applaud Schwarzenegger. He's standing by his convictions. And that means something to me as a politician these days. Great show. Appreciate Zomers. Appreciate the phone calls. We'll be live in Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR, tomorrow. Tune into Kreitlow from 6 until 9, and we'll pick up the torch from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow from Rapids. Bye-bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.